Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have an incredible program lined up for you this hour. Hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, golly, I really encourage you to get it. We hit it pretty hard. Ken Thornburg was with me. We talked about spiritual warfare, but we talked about the condition of where we are. We talked about the debacle that we are in because of abandoning our moral underpinnings, our God underpinnings. The Constitution cannot and will not stand. John Adams said that we must be a moral people in order for those rights to be secured. And we talked in depth about that. I hope you'll pick that up when the podcast is up this afternoon. Again, that'd be the first hour. I'm very, very pleased. We've got a great second hour for you as well. Michael Beatrice will join us at the bottom of the hour. The FDA has released finally under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And everything that you see on OpenVares, all the numbers that are up there, this report says that the FDA and Pfizer came up with the same numbers. Over a million people negatively impacted by the vaccines in the report that just came out covering this particular period of time. 100 and some odd thousand people significantly damaged, and the death numbers being the same. It's really significant to understand. Okay, very pleased to welcome to the program. He is the president and founder of the Independent Institute. You can find it at independent.org. Formerly a member of the University of California Board of Regents, he was the founder and chairman of the American Civil Rights Institute. I want to welcome to the program Ward Connerly. Ward, welcome. So good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I'm always happy to be with you.
Well, I was explaining to you in the green room, so the Dems have an article. There's an article up at Washington Times, and their new, well, it's not really new. It's the same game plan that they've been playing, but the game plan and the article says Dems lean into race, diversity, to build what activists are calling a new American majority coalition. And they are putting a lot of that impetus on the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson, who I've had Project 21 Black Leadership has talked about, you know, and I'll have Reverend Clenard on. I believe he's coming on tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, he is. And we'll talk about her, you know, her position on abortion. And of course, you know, there's blackgenocide.org. The abortion of black babies is horrific. But you've got some other major concerns with regards to this nomination as well. Ward, share with me your thoughts about the nomination and why it's problematic in your view.
Well, Pastor Greg, the fact never escapes me that I was born in the darkest days of our country's history about race, something that we are always in pursuit of getting rid of in our country. And the founders really viewed race as something that should not be in our Constitution. It's the Constitution is, quote, colorblind, close quote, that the court has always said that. When President Biden had the opportunity to fill Justice Breyer's vacated seat, soon to be vacated seat, he instantly said he wanted to appoint a black female. I don't care what the color or gender of the person would be, but by saying that, the president erased all vetting that should have taken place with the appointment of someone who is going to render judgment over every facet of the lives of about 340 million people in our country. And the situation has worsened, in my view, because KJB, KBJ, I guess you'd call it your name, Ketanji Brown Jackson, went to Harvard, and the black students of Harvard have come out with a statement that she will be the first black voice on the court. She will be their representative. Pastor, the court is supposed to be a judicial body of 9 people who have no racial identity or any other identity, religious or otherwise.
Right.
And when you start thinking about the court in terms of on race, you just made the court a quote unquote to be that. And I think that we have not only lost our way morally with regard to race, it's worse now than it has ever been in my 82 years on this side of the soil. But we are setting up divisions within the country based on race that are going to set us back for generations.
And of course, you know, we've talked about this before, but here we are as a nation. We elect our first black president in 2008. The majority of the people that voted for him obviously are white. That's how he won the election.
Yes.
And many people, by the way, crossed political lines from Republican and voted for him because they were hopeful that the things that he said were what he was going to do. And yet the very first thing that he does is pick a racial fight, pick a racial issue with that professor and the young man who was questioning him going in the dark through a side window into his house and just simply saying, "Hey, sir, I'm sorry. You know, there's a professor that lives there. I need to get some identification," right? That's kind of important.
Yeah.
But everything from that moment on became about race. And many of the instances that they brought up, Freddie Gray was responsible for a huge amount of sales of heroin into the black neighborhoods and the destruction of black lives. And the officers that were involved in that were not even white. But that was turned into a big racial issue. Michael Brown was a career criminal. Unfortunately, that's just a fact. It's over and over and over again. And you know, at the end of Obama's political term, you had black community members in and around Chicago doing videos saying, why have you handed out all this money to illegals and we're in worse condition now, 8 years later, than we were when you took office?
Pastor Greg, if anyone doubts what you're saying just now, go back, Google for 5 minutes the election of President Obama, and you will clearly see that this was supposed to be a, quote, post-racial president.
Yep.
A post-racial president. And we have been working for decades to blur the lines of race in the public sector. The word colorblind was our light, our beacon here as a nation. Morally, we concluded, as Dr. King said, that race violated the American creed. We've been working to get rid of it. But instead of blurring the lines of race, the Democrats, and I hate to make it sound partisan, but that's where it's coming from, the progressives, they're accentuating the lines of race. They're saying that is what defines us. Critical race theory is what they are promoting. And we as people often don't understand the connection between public policies and life on the ground. On the ground, we are in a mess. Whites, who are still the majority, and that should be irrelevant in our country, they are silenced by the claims of white supremacy. And so you have the majority of people who are sitting on the sidelines and shaking their heads, but afraid to step up and say this is wrong, because to do so subjects them to the claim that they're just defending white supremacy. This is wrong.
The minute that anything is said about equality, the things that I just said, you and I in our conversation right here, the left would say that somehow you and I are supposed to be at odds with one another. We're not supposed to be brothers. We're not supposed to be good friends. Folks, I love Ward. And we talk not just on air, but we talk off air as well. And we have prayed together. I've prayed for his health, but we've prayed together for this nation as well. And I consider Ward Connerly to be a dear friend and a brother, and I'm honored to have him as my friend.
Equally so. And my views are already subjecting me to the claim of sellout. But you know, Pastor, my response is, I don't care. I just don't care anymore. And the only way we're going to turn this thing around is to return to our moral roots.
Yeah.
And to stiffen our spines in defense of that which we know to be right.
Amen. Amen. Well, and I jotted this down too when you were talking about policies. There's something called the Mexico policy. And what the Mexico policy does is it provides American taxpayer funds to fund abortions overseas. When Republicans come into office, one of the first things President Trump did was he stopped the flow of those funds. One of the first things that Obama did, and as well, not just Obama, but also Biden was to approve those funds to go. Minority babies murdered. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses, and talk about healthy. Wow, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, Ward, as we were talking there in the green room about this issue of race, the left, this is the left's thing. What they have removed morality from our education, from our students, from our kids. They have given us a culture of death on both ends. Now in New York, as New Yorker, there was another state, but they've passed a law now that you can end a baby's life up to 28 days after the baby has been born. Yes, you heard me right. After the baby has been born, you can now legally end that life 28 days afterwards. I don't know if the parent decides they don't want. I mean, it's unfathomable to me, but they've put that in. And the sexual perversion they've put in, I was sharing in the last hour, they call them minor attracted people. Can I read this to you real quick? Here's what they say. In case you're unaware of the distinction between a pedophile and a minor attracted person, a pedophile is someone with an attraction to a prepubescent child, while minor attraction is an umbrella term for someone attracted to minors in general. Ward, you're an academic. Tell me something. Is there a difference between a prepubescent child and a minor?
Not as I can see, Pat.
I mean, talk about double speak, folks. And so they've gone from saying that we want to get boys experimenting with boys as young as 5 years of age. We want little girls to have their first abortion by the time they're 9 years old. And oh, by the way, we want to get them ready to accept that grown adults that are attracted to them is somehow okay. But now we're going to slide that off the table because they believe and are pretty confident that they've got that instituted into our culture. And now they're going to go and they're going to take, and they want to, now they want to create the hate and division by taking that stake and using race as the hammer to drive further division, Ward.
Pastor, people who just listen to your show and other shows, I'm sure they have a tendency to think that we exaggerate things when we say we're losing our country. To my fellow Americans, I would say we're not losing it. We've lost it. And what we're going to have to do now is to stiffen our spines and reclaim it, because we haven't reached the point where it can't be reclaimed. But we've already put in place the building blocks, not we, I'm not part of it, and Pastor Greg's not part of it, but we put in place the building blocks for a world that we will not like, that's going to destroy us and our kids. We have to do something about it. As Americans, if we really believe in this country and we believe that God created us, that's our destiny to do that. We're not exaggerating these things. It is a mess.
It goes back to the same thing we're talking about here. Their goal is division. That's their goal. Their goal is division. And they have to divide us in order to conquer us. They have to keep us distrusting one another. They have to keep us angry at one another. This is the way in which, it's the only way in which the devil wins. And they have to keep us all enslaved in some way. And hate and bitterness and racism is a form of it's slavery, Ward, on both sides. And as you said, and I think you said it very, very well in our first segment, if you're white and you start talking about these issues how equity is not equality, right? You know, those kinds of things. If you start talking about those things, well, now, you know, you better reexamine your whiteness, because you're the problem. That's what they say.
Yeah. And Asians are white adjacent, and black people who are defenders of the Constitution, we're sellouts. And so they have effectively silenced whites, Asians, conservative blacks.
It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. It really is absolutely crazy. Well, folks, look, here's what you can do. I want to give you some action that you can take. You can stand up and say, you know, our belief systems are founded on God. All men are created equal. And when you've got someone that starts talking to you about all of the things of inequality, the challenge that I would lay is this. You know, if you go into a place and you feel like that's what's going on, there are other places where you're not going to experience that. And to me, that breaks the idea of institutionalized racism.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can see the borewell that we have put here. And it's giving water for the people. Tell him.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitution.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest. Michael Beatrice is an author and researcher. He wrote the book COVID-19, The Science Versus the Lockdowns. And I'm going to just hit this for you. Today, in particular, is a great day of vindication for yourself and those that have been you know, well, I got taken off of LinkedIn, YouTube, and Vimeo for talking about this very topic that now, through a FOIA lawsuit, the FDA has to finally, and Pfizer, release the fact that we were rats in a chemical experiment, and that the dangers that have been being talked about by people like yourself who did the research, those dangers are very real. And all the more reason that you need to be, that you need to go and or make connection with me and or go to freedomencounters.com and pray the prayer that we have up there for people who have taken the vaccine, the injection, because there's bad stuff going on inside of you right now if you took that injection. And these evidences are right here, Michael. I give you the floor, my friend.
It's good to talk to you again, Pastor Greg. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Like we spoke about a few minutes ago, there's so much data that's coming out over the last few months, and studies that are basically vindicating a lot of the research that me and others like me have done really since the pandemic began. And so, you know, the crazy thing, you can believe that COVID's real, and that it, because it is.
Yes.
It was a real pandemic. That's right. True, too. You can believe those things and still not support the extreme measures that we went through. As far as the vaccines go, as somebody who was studying this very early on and looking at the trial data, there are two basic facts of the vaccines. One is they have some protective benefit, and two, they carry risk. And so the idea of mandating them for people that weren't at risk, or at least making them optional, really was lunacy. And then there was another piece of this that came out a week or two ago, where, just so you know, I'm 55, I'm skinny, I'm fit, I climb mountains for a hobby, and I got the J&J shot about a year ago, because I knew that while my risk is textbook very low, I could be an outlier. So I got the J&J shot. Everybody in my social circle had sort of ridiculed me or said, oh my God, why did you get the J&J? I said, because it's going to prove out to be on paper, you know, the data is going to end up supporting that it's probably that got the highest efficacy, even though that's not what was released. And sure enough, a study came out that said that, in the New York Times, no less, that the J&J shot has the most durability of any of them. So we've just been so, you know, sort of misled on this. I mean, the idea of vaccinating kids, healthy kids, mm-hmm. and boosting them, there's no science behind this. This really is an EUA set of vaccines for the world. And that doesn't mean there's not value to that. I did learn a really interesting thing last night. So I was listening to Megyn Kelly's podcast with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay.
And he was saying that the reason that we've had, because I've always been puzzled why we've had no studies, none, zero studies in America on therapeutics. And the reason is, if we had a therapeutic that was promoted as valuable against COVID, they wouldn't have been able to get the EUA for the vaccines. I didn't know that. And Megyn Kelly didn't know that. She was stunned.
Makes
and
sense.
So you really start to see how sort of manipulated a lot of this process is.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean that some of the people in the government didn't have, and the CDC, et cetera, some noble intentions, but clearly time is going to unfold so much information on how this was just so messed up.
Well, Thomas Renz testified, and so did Lee Dundas, in front of Senator Ron Johnson. And one of the things that he talks about is that in the military, where they mandated this, over a five-year period, the average events of neurological issues, specifically with or more specifically with pilots, was about 82,000 per year, was the average, five-year average. In the last 12 months since they inoculated them, guess what the number is?
I don't know. You tell me.
863,000.
Wow.
A 1,000% increase in neurological issues. And it should be noted, the pilot who was flying the F-35 that went down in the China Sea reported that he was having a reaction to the injection. And that's what caused him to crash the plane. A $300 million plane, I might add.
Well, I read a study that Daniel Horowitz wrote in The Blaze a couple days ago. And I know Daniel. I haven't gone deep enough to fact check the data, but David's usually pretty tight on this. But, what his evidence showed is that we've had more various reactions and deaths due to the vaccines than we did COVID deaths in the military. And so, you kind of look at this and you think, again, I'm a believer that there's some protective benefit if you're at risk, if you're elderly or you're severely overweight. Those are good reasons to figure there's more upside than downside. So, I try to stay in the middle and try to stay somewhat objective on this. But again, the idea of, we've got something like 80%+ excess deaths in people that are like 20 to 50. Those are not COVID deaths. That just doesn't fit the profile. And to be 80% extra in excess deaths is a monster number. And the only real societal X factor that we can look at is the vaccines. And I hate coming off like an anti-vaxxer. It's just more about proportional risk. I mean, you need to sort of thread that and say, okay, well, I'm at risk. There's probably more upside than downside, perhaps. I believe that could be the case. Mm-hmm. But the idea of doing mandates and things, it just doesn't make sense for something that normally we would test out for, 3 to 7 years.
Well, it's supposed to be informed consent. That's the big issue. I've had Dr. Judy Mikovits on my program, and we open up those segments each time, she and I, by saying, this is not about, now, I'm not doing this injection, period. No one in my family is. I've got two vax-injured kids. And so, nope, not going to do it. I used to take a flu shot every year. I would get pneumonia every year, right after the flu shot, every year. I stopped doing that about 16 years ago, and I haven't had pneumonia since, other than when I had COVID, and I had double pneumonia with COVID and coughing up blood, and I have morbidities because of the accident that I was in, and my doctor initially was like, you need to go to ER, we need to get you in the hospital. Well, I had had Brian Artis on my program, and Dr. Naputi, and Dr. Tenpenny, and Dr. Mikovits. I'd had all of them on before I got it, a year ago December. And so I immediately started using quercetin, COQ10, vitamin D3, zinc, vitamin C, and Pepcid. I immediately started that, and then the test came back positive, and then we did azithromycin, dexamethasone, albuterol, and another inhaler. But here I am. Here I am, and I didn't go in the hospital, and I am still my doctor's best case result. Best case result.
Good. Was that Judy that you had on your
Yeah, Judy Mikovits.
On your show?
Yes.
Yeah, so she wrote The Plague of Corruption. Is that correct?
Yes, she sure did.
Yeah, that was a bestseller. That was a very interesting book. What was interesting about that is it was written before COVID. It came out, it was released right when COVID hit. But what was interesting that I noticed later when I read it, I read it in 2020, but she had called out, there's a holy trilogy of unethical people in public health, and she called out Dr. Fauci, and I'm drawing a blank on Dr. Fauci's boss who just retired. But it was interesting that she called those two individuals out before COVID hit, as being ethically challenged. That was fascinating. She wrote a great book, and then she wrote a book on the case against masks, and then I had bought it, I'd recommended it to some people, and then Amazon took it down, and they refused to sell it or distribute it.
Right.
So that was an interesting story. I don't know if she mentioned that.
Yeah, no, she did. Well, and you know, their research showed that the first case of autism was in the 1930s in Los Angeles, and it was a direct, and it was a child, directly a result of that child receiving the vaccine. And so she's, so again, not anti-vax, but what her research revealed and what history showed was they knew that they had an issue. They didn't know then and didn't have the necessary ability to test it to discover what it was, but ultimately it was the fact that they were harvesting the vaccines and incubating them in animals. And what they didn't realize was is that when they would retract, they would be taking out animal bacteria that our bodies are not prepared to repel, but that the animals need, and that bacteria was causing the problem. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus. Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some cocoa lasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of cocoa lasses. Got my cocoa lasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Very quickly, want to let you know, Michael Morris, Free Speech America, will be back with us tomorrow. Pastor Clenard Howard Childress, the Jr., will be with us, and he is the founder of the website blackgenocide.org. And we'll get into, I'm sure, his thoughts with regards to the new Supreme Court justice. And as I understand it, she has been very pro-abortion And the black community has been the community that was originally targeted by Planned Parenthood. We'll talk about blackgenocide.org with Pastor Clenard. David Shostokas, our constitutional expert, is with us. And Claire Lopez and Rick Manning close the program out. Claire Lopez, former CIA operations officer, was with us, and we'll be talking with her, of course, also about what's going on with the Ukraine and Russia and the continued war that's taking place over there. So a lot for you tomorrow on the program. Joining me now, though, is Michael Beatrice. He's author of COVID-19, The Sciences Versus the Lockdowns. Now, Michael, you mentioned, now that's your newest book. Is that correct, or am I promoting the wrong one?
No, that's the new one. Okay. And then I've done three editions of the first one that I self-published. This one is published by Headline Books, the latter. And the first one I wrote beginning April 6th of 2020, and I've done three editions, updates of that, and that's the Lockdowns on Trial book that you and I have spoken about in the past.
Now, there's still mandatory mask mandates. I think that Biden extended the mandatory mask mandates, if I'm not mistaken, relative to, you know, certain federal issues, right? Am I correct with that?
Transportation. So they're going, I think the latest is they're going till at least late April, and then it could be up for renewal. But that's on airplanes, and then it could be other transit, might be trains like Amtrak and things. I'm not exactly sure the other things. But I think we'll see a break in the dike on this because Britain has a pullback on their mandates on airplanes if you're flying to a destination that doesn't have mask mandates. And so for that, you know, it's a really kind of a peer country of ours. You know, it really all the Western EU countries are. And so that's a big step forward for us. I'd be surprised if we had mask mandates on airplanes throughout the rest of this year.
Relative to again, let's go back and talk about, you know, the science. What are you hopeful that people will learn from this on going forward? Because we've been told Bill Gates, right, came out and pronounced, you know, there's another one on its way. There's now been talk that, you know, Fauci's saying that he's going to retire since now this is coming to a close. But there's been a lot of conversation that, you know, another wave is coming. They got crazy on this whole Omicron thing. So talk to me about your thoughts relative to that, and what do we need to learn? What do people need to know that you guys have been screaming about? It's like screaming into a paper bag.
I think the one thing is just to be objective about critical thinking. And so if I'm not an expert on climate change, for example, I'm not. I've got some opinions, but I'm not an expert on it. But I'll never look at a study or a headline in the news that says 97% of scientists agree on whatever. Because what I've seen is the one area I've become an expert on is the COVID data. And so the majority of scientists and the medical community hasn't really, I feel like, followed that data. And so I think it's employing a bit of independent thinking and doing some independent research and fact-checking. If you see a headline online or on the news, really checking 2 to 3 sources, even a source that you know, searching for a source that disagrees with, you know, maybe your predisposition, just to look at it logically. Like, for example, there's still a lot of people that believe masks work. And so, you know, I went to the grocery store the other day. I'm in Dallas, Texas. And at least half the people were wearing face masks. I don't blame them because the vast majority of media outlet news is basically pro-mask. And so, but you have to look at it. There's not a place in the world that's had continued suppression of COVID associated with a mask mandate. It just hasn't happened, and it for sure hasn't happened in the U.S. And so it's really that independent thinking of looking at something logically and doing some of your own homework, not necessarily I'm not saying become a conspiracy theorist because I don't feel I am, but doing some independent research is going to be of value to people.
Well, and
knowledge creates peace of mind.
You mentioned in our first segment there, you know, reading Dr. Judy Mikovits's book, Plague of Destruction, and you know the
Corruption.
things that,
plague of corruption.
Plague of corruption. I'm so sorry. It was destructive. but that's not that's the name of the book. You're right. Thank you very much for that correction. Plague of corruption. But here, when we hear that, I mean, YouTube banned me over a year ago for interviewing her on my show and putting those interviews up. Those were, and they went through, they started, you know, they found one and then they went and found another one. And then they actually found the same one twice because I had put it up in my whole show. And then I had isolated it so that people could find just that interview because I had a lot of people that were requesting and saying, hey, we'd really like to hear the Dr. Judy piece. That being said, you know, if you went after or addressed these issues, social media would ban you and you would be considered a conspiracy theorist, even though the science supported their positions.
Well, it's very surreal, right? I mean, early on, I wrote, again, in April of 2020, I wrote about the lab theory as the origin of SARS-CoV-2 as being the most plausible theory. This was in April, and I wasn't looking. I didn't come from a political angle. It just didn't make any other sense, right? It just didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The proximity and everything, and those points of view were banned on YouTube, and in some cases, if you got extreme on it on Twitter, and for sure on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be interesting to see. Alex Berenson has a lawsuit against Twitter. And we will see more of this. And I think as the chambers change parties this fall, which seems inevitable, I think we'll see more probes into social media bans and the lack of free speech awarded. Because, you know, there was a great comment that Jay Bhattacharya made, the one of the great Barrington Declaration doctors, the doctor out of Stanford. And Jay said, I'd love to have a meeting with the 24-year-old intern that made the decision that what I just said should be banned from, you know, from YouTube. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh. It really is. It's insane when you stop and think about it, that you have, and of course that was another thing that came out about this is that the fact checkers at Facebook are, you know, opinion writers. They're not experts. They don't have any expertise whatsoever. I posted on my site last night this article that I put up, and it's the article from vaccinereaction.org. FDA releases first set of Pfizer COVID-19 shots, and I wrote in there, Michael, when I put it up. I wrote in there that, you know, I was quite certain, right, that, you know, that there would be a fact checker label put on it. And sure enough, it says, visit the COVID-19 Information Center for vaccine resources. It's like, are you kidding me? These are FDA documents. This isn't just somebody's opinion. This is data directly off the documents. But once again, you know, you've got uneducated fact checkers, Michael, that are making these decisions. Very quickly, tell folks, how can they find you and find your book? About 20 seconds.
Sure. The book, Lockdowns on Trial and the Science versus the Lockdowns, they're available where you get books. You know, Amazon and Barnes & Noble are probably the easiest. And my email address is in both books, so I can be reached, and I love hearing from readers. I've heard from readers from five continents now. It's pretty
awesome.
Exciting.
Outstanding. And if you buy those books, use Amazon Smile and choose Faith Harvest Church, please. We would greatly appreciate it. That'll help us to support the ministry. Michael, God bless you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Pastor Art.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017.
In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.